Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. A little minor glitch at the beginning here. That's why we're not sure if the opening went out or not. But that's why we got a little abnormal cattle for you also at the beginning. But we're here live. Going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. God damn it. I just had the hardest time unwrapping my headphone cable from around this fucking mic stand, man. Where's the fucking intern? Why is my cable wrapped like that? Fuck.
Right.
You're fired.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page if you like. We don't check that one as frequently during the show, but we do drift over there occasionally. It's Crab Diving on Facebook, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. There's also Crab Diving Network, which is where we put up all the shows, the rest of the great entertainment that goes on here, and links to our shows also. So you can go check that out. Like that page also.
For sure.
Spread the crabs, love the crabs.
Yay.
Share the crabs.
That's right, man.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. I'm just looking over here. I just want to...
God.
Let me try something.
Oh, is this a technical thing?
This is a testing.
Now,
are you out of your...
Well, you know, that worked now. Okay.
I heard that in my headphones.
Now it's working.
All right.
It wasn't working earlier. Don't know why. Maybe Glenn Beck somehow infiltrated the system.
Oh, shit. He was able to fit into our system?
Listen to yesterday's
Good
show
God, I mean,
with his... Doughy.
Oh, that's what Alex Jones, lunatic right-wing nut job broadcaster, called Glenn Beck Doughy.
Yes. Listen to yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. And hey, if you listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher, take a few seconds and leave us a good review unless you hate us. Leave us a review.
Leave us a shitty review.
You can
please.
Leave us a shitty review. I think they're funny. Yeah.
Give us all the stars, though.
Leave us a good review.
Why
I don't
is Alex,
understand.
I say Alex Jones looks like a pug dog to me. I was looking at him the other day.
Yeah, a bulldog or something.
Like no neck, kind of a pushed in face.
On the iTunes thing, though, what I don't understand is why would you leave a negative review?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Like,
not that I'm like Johnny Rainbow Sunshine Sparkles and bullshit. I don't, you know, I mean, I can sling shit like everybody, but I don't understand why would you take the time to leave a review on a podcast that you listen to that's like, I think this sucks. I think this is horrible.
Dude, so many people out there are fucking assholes, and I don't know why they think, oh, I'll just spread some shit over here.
Right.
I'll shit on this thing. But it is kind of fucking stupid. I'm not making you listen to Crab Diving.
Well, and it's so subjective. It's not like
Fuck.
It's not like a restaurant where you find a rat's taint in your borscht.
That's a rat's taint.
Yeah, but
to identify that would be amazing.
But I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's just stupid. It's a fucking waste of time. It's negative energy. Yeah, I don't fucking know. Oh, fuck. Oh, by the way, I feel like I should just mention this. There's an Amber Alert.
We do have an Amber Alert here in Los Angeles, California. If it's Thursday, April 14th.
Yeah.
This is breaking news.
Oh, that's right. If you're listening to this on a podcast, this person God, I hope this works out okay.
Hopefully it's, they've been...
Soledad, California, Amber Alert. Is this the plate number? 7LIE244. It's a California plate. We're looking for a 2015 black Honda Accord. Yep. Well, good luck with that. What do you say after you do the Amber Alert to get back into the comedy? Amber Alert.
You know, cows are always
funny. We will
send
every cow to find this person.
The bovine connection.
Right.
Well, they have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Why not a middle-aged mutant couch potato cows?
I wish I had a 2015 black Honda Accord, though. That's a nice car.
Those are nice cars. They'll last forever.
Damn.
And Honda's not a sponsor of the Crab Diving Show, but you can be, sort of, inadvertently, or, by the transitive property of addition. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy at Amazon, when you go through our hole, we get a little taste, a little nibble, and it doesn't cost you nothing. Just helps us out here, helps us buy shit, helps us pay for the bandwidth and the rantings that we supply to the universe.
Hey, did you see my brother texted us in Alaska? He told me that there's a net neutrality vote coming up. You guys should tell everyone. Do we need to announce that? I mean, I don't even know when the fuck that is. What is that? A net? I know what net neutrality is, but when do we vote on that? It's on net neutrality?
I don't think I got that text.
He sent it to your email.
Oh, I see.
Jeffrey, the next time, just text it to his number. It's 555.
Check a bathroom somewhere.
It's on the bathroom wall. It's down at the Park District. The handicap shitter. Yeah, the broken lid.
In the George Michael Memorial.
To the left of the glory hole.
Jerk off bathroom in Beverly Hills.
Well, George Michael's not dead.
Well, it's a memorial bathroom. He doesn't have to be. I guess you could be alive and have somebody name a building after you.
We are memorializing the place in which you took a dick.
I thought it was just, you know, a little hand action from what the stories were.
Why do we give a shit?
But I guess that's taking a dick.
I mean, George Michael's a rock star. Well, he's a pop star, whatever. He can't. Right. I mean, that's kind of a rock star move to go get some action in a Park District restroom.
Yeah, but you know, kids use those public bathrooms.
Nobody
you
uses
don't want them
those.
Walking in on half a Wham, getting a handy.
Who in their right mind lets their kid go into that fucking Park District restroom? That's disgusting.
Well, there you go.
You know what they do in Park District restrooms? They fucking suck off pop stars.
Right.
That's what I think. I think actually, if you walk into one of those restrooms and a pop star isn't being sucked off, that you should complain.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Did you bring condoms?
Fuck no. It's Park District.
So there's lots going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of fun on the election front. Tonight we got a big debate. Possibly the pillow fights that Bernie and Hillary have been having are going to no longer... They're putting the pillows away and taking out, maybe slipping a couple of bricks inside the pillow.
Oh, shit. Why is it getting so dirty?
Things are heating up. Let's get to the headlines. Let's see if this is one of the headlines. There's controversy, outrage, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
Outrage over some...
Fuck.
Somebody's surrogate who opened their mouth.
A surrogate? What do you mean? Oh, someone who speaks for someone else?
Yeah,
some white guy said something stupid.
Interesting.
What's wrong? Are we not on the internet anymore?
No, we are. It's one of the decks that I use on the electronic dashboard.
Due to technical difficulties, we join crab diving already in progress.
Oh, Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think we are back live. Everything looks like it's normal so far. Thanks for those that hung in. Sorry about that. Our stream got cut off midstream like some kind of fucked up Kegel exercise. And there was a software update and some of the DJ software, which
How do you fuck up a Kegel?
You guys,
how do you do that?
You guys give zero fucks about our tech problems, but... you know, if you go to Amazon.com,
I guess
go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, you can help us upgrade all of our equipment here at the Crab Diving Studios.
I've been doing Kegels backwards for all these years. Why didn't anyone tell me? How rude.
You're supposed to suck stuff in. Ooh. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I think our blurb went out before, I'm hoping. If not, welcome. This is the part two of the Crab Diving Show, technically. But let's see. The problem I had before was in the drops. Let's see if I can get this working now.
Oh, the headlines.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 14th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal
Iffy
Huffington Post, they're anticipating tonight's battle royale between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie, whatever his middle name is, Sanders.
Does Bernie have a middle name?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Bernie Eugene Bartholomew Sanders.
Probably.
Is that it?
Bernard. My name is Bernard.
What do you think his middle name is?
Hieronymus.
Bernard Hieronymus.
Brooklyn Brawlin is the headline over at the HuffPo.
Mandingo is his middle name.
Bernie Mandingo.
Bernie Mandingo Sanders.
Fight tonight, it says. Bernie disavows. Oh, okay, this is the story that I was talking about last night. At a Sanders rally in Washington Square Park, which is awesome, in New York City, the senator was speaking to a crowd they estimated at 27,000 people, a gigantic crowd, a football game-sized crowd. It was huge.
Huge.
Opening, in part of the opening act for Bernie was some guy named Paul Song. I don't know who this person is. S-O-N-G, like sing A. And he, it says healthcare activist and physician, Paul Song, was talking to the crowd and... he was saying that, I could play it, but fuck it, by the time I find it, here's the quote.
It.
Medicare for all will never happen if we continue to elect corporate democratic whores who are beholden to big pharma and the private insurance industry instead of us. Now, that's important because...
who the fuck said
again.
That? Who the fuck said that?
This is Paul Song, a healthcare activist and physician who opened for Bernie at the Bernie
the
rally.
The fuck did he say whore?
Well,
what an idiot.
The problem is he also had just the sentence before said something about Hillary Clinton and her ties to big corporations. So to say Hillary Clinton corporations and then this will never happen if we elect corporate democratic whores. And you can hear the audience go, ooh, a lot of people were like, oh, ooh. And some people were like, wow.
Did this guy just... were there any air horns?
There was.
Do you have the air horn sound effect? You got to have an air horn.
No, I don't have
bullshit.
Air horn. I don't.
Dude, somebody needs to send a note to those fuckers in South Africa. I want a bullhorn on the dashboard, okay?
I can download that, I guess.
Those are great. How did this guy, this surrogate speaking for Bernie, did he just wake up yesterday? I mean, does he not do this shit all the time? Is he not used to speaking in front of crowds and having to sound like reasonable?
It says activist. He says he
fucking
didn't,
idiot.
He says he didn't mean it.
You said it, you fucking idiot.
Well, that he didn't mean to tie Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God.
In as a whore. As a corporate whore. Now,
you're running against a woman, and he said whore. You know what I mean? That's stupid. Well, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard.
It's moronic. And right away, the Sanders side has come out and said, you know, we can't. Bernie Sanders has repudiated the remarks. This is from Politico.
Thank goodness. Well, yeah, of course he did. He's not fucking stupid like this. What's his name? Paul Songs?
Paul Song, yeah.
Song.
I mean, he's probably, he's on our side.
Of course he is.
But it was a stupid fuck up.
But not really. I mean, he's fucking everything up. Now instead of making the discussion about that, now it's about the word whore.
Right.
You fucking idiot. This is a guy that's supposed to help. God, if you're Bernie Sanders, do you lose your mind? Do you give this guy a fucking call?
Well, don't you think they both... They both, it was funny because some of the pundits were saying, well, some of the guys who've been through this before that are now pundits were saying, well, you know, this is the time of the campaign where you start getting a little tired. You start getting a little punchy. You're exhausted for, you know, 20-hour days plus. You're traveling all the time and people start fucking up. And look, you got Bill Clinton telling the black people that, you know, they shouldn't. Why are you protecting those super predators?
The Bill Clinton thing is a different kind of fuck up. Like Bill Clinton sort of talked himself into a weird corner. Yeah. Maybe it is like he wasn't concentrating. Like he wandered into that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like this guy said whore.
Well, right.
He said whore. And I just don't know.
Extremely poor choice.
What the fuck was this guy thinking?
And the Sanders' campaign has disavowed.
He changed the whole conversation. It's like he's trying to fuck Bernie's campaign up. I would call this guy in and like, Paul, are you trying to fuck me in the ass? Come here, let me help you. I'll make it easier. I'll bend over the desk. Fuck. I mean, don't you have to say, if you're Bernie Sanders, that's the reaction you have.
Yeah,
lose your mind.
You're less than pleased with it. They've already said, you know, well, he's not part of our campaign. He's just a guy who likes us.
He's an asshole.
You know, has a following. And Bernie said, he tweeted, Dr. Song's comment was inappropriate and insensitive. There's no room for language like that in our political discourse.
Oh, my God.
I am very... Song tweeted, I'm very sorry for using the term whore to refer to some in Congress who are beholden to corporations and not us. It was insensitive. That's a non-apology apology.
Not good enough, Paul. You're a fucking idiot.
So there you go. You got to worry about...
Jesus Christ.
That's the problem with these surrogates, right? I mean, there's just not enough people to go around. Obviously, Bernie can't be on every show at every time, or Hillary, or Donald, or Ted.
Dude, you are setting
Kasich.
Such a low bar for these surrogates. I mean, who do they hire? Who do they hire? Aren't these people that I assume?
Well, but they're people who, the surrogates are people who are failed politicians.
Did they go to college?
Or who are?
I mean, did they go to college? Did they ever speak in front of anyone in their life? Did they? Aren't these people of the political scene? Don't they know if you're running against? Well, and really any candidate, particularly a female, though, to say like to call somebody a fucking whore. I mean, he didn't say fucking.
Yeah,
but he might as well have. I mean, God, a political corporate whore. I mean, he could have said any other word, any other thing but whore. Pick anything.
It's
else.
A poor choice. I don't think it's as fatal to the campaign or.
Well, no, think about it though.
This Clinton will probably take the high road and, or they'll say something to the effect of, well, look at the tone they've been setting on that side.
Look at how Bernie thinks of women. That's how his campaign sees women.
They've been getting nastier and nastier and nastier, and that's how it's going now.
I mean, I definitely, if I was in the Clinton campaign, I'd send out my most smug, self-righteous motherfuckers out there, and I'd be like, you know, I just think that it's such a poor choice of words in this climate where we're trying to fight for equal pay for women and blah 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 blah, that fucking sexist asshole. Oh man, I mean, maybe, I don't know, am I overreacting?
I don't think it's as bad, but
he called her a
it's
whore,
pretty fucking stupid,
dude.
Right, and everybody's done the right thing. Everybody said no.
God, Bernie, I would
that ain't good.
I'd drag this guy out, and you know, you got to take him out and figuratively behead
but,
the guy
you know,
in front of the cameras.
Again, this is the kind of thing we don't know.
Stupid.
politics is nasty shit. And part of the reason you have surrogates is to be cannon fodder.
Right.
And to go out sometimes.
Yeah.
And see, the problem is Trump is his own cannon fodder. Yeah. Trump says the horrible shit. Yeah. And then his surrogates have to go try to clean up what he says. But this is the opposite of what usually you want a buffer zone around the candidate they don't, you know, they're not saying the stuff that might be controversial or shitty or nasty or whatever. And you let the surrogates go out and attack.
Yeah.
And this guy went too far.
This guy
fucked up. Yeah.
Really fucked up. I bet we don't hear.
Or did he?
You think this is good? Do you think this appeals to?
What are we talking about? Why did he call Hillary Clinton a whore?
Hey, listen, I don't think, I'm not saying it's maybe inaccurate. I'm not saying he's not right, but you know.
I don't know that she's a corporate whore. I just think
she's
from that.
How much money did she take for that fucking speech to Citibank or wherever?
A couple hundred grand, pop.
For how many speeches?
One.
Oh, my God. How long was the speech?
Probably like an hour, don't you think?
Oh, my God. An hour.
There's probably like a meet and greet and a dinner. And, you know, all that kind of shit. It's probably a whole event.
I did about an hour a long time ago for that frat house. Remember you went to that?
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
I did like an hour. I got $150.
There you go.
Performed in front of an above ground.
It was a great
pool.
Crowd.
Yep. It was a good crowd.
It was a good crowd.
God, what is wrong
with
fraternities?
You got a lot of laughs.
That fraternity, they had a boa constrictor as their pet. Remember that?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yes, you do. Yes, you remember that. Because
yes,
we were sitting here thinking,
that.
This frat is in charge of a snake. A bunch of drunk bros are going to leave the door unlatched.
I remember now. I remember it was Pledge Week. And I remember driving through the campus and all the ridiculous thing all the frats were doing out on the lawn
so
and stuff.
So stupid. So fucking dumb.
Did you ever remotely consider joining a fraternity?
No,
you were at a girls' school. Were you going to join a sorority?
No, and that old world to me symbolized all the fucking evil jocks and meatheads that picked on
me
in high
school. The Republican Party right now?
Right. Threw me in the equipment cage, laughed at me. Made me a fucking joke. Fuck them.
My joke to you?
Yeah.
My clown? So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Get ready for the big battle tonight.
Fuck you.
The tonight it is in, I don't know exactly what even, it's a CNN debate.
All right.
And I guess we'll find out how well it goes in New York. This is the one that I think they negotiated on and added later on. This this debate wasn't in the original, I think. Regardless, we'll let you know. We'll have clips tomorrow if it gets interesting.
Right.
Still, nothing remotely compared to the shit show that the Republican debates.
Oh my God. I mean, right? If Paul Song was working for Trump, which maybe he should, Paul.
Well, he's got Roger Stone.
Oh yeah. Roger Stone. I mean. Would he have, okay, so Trump gets the nomination and Hillary gets the nomination for the Dems. Do you think at any point either Roger Stone or Trump will refer to Hillary Clinton as a whore?
Oh, worse.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, he's got that, Roger Stone's got that super PAC that spells out cunt.
Right. Citizens United, Not Timid. And it's a super, it was an anti-Hillary organization, PAC or whatever. There's a story over at Raw Story that it's a list that Roger Stone made.
Okay.
And although I guess the term celebrity is kind of dubious, but it says luminaries.
Right.
But 15 right wing, quote unquote, celebrities.
Yes.
/ luminaries who are backing Donald Trump. And just it's just a spectacular list
of idiots.
Of idiots.
Who is it?
Hulk Hogan.
Didn't he show his dick on camera?
Yeah, and now there's they're running that tape again out on the internet. So I saw it today of his racist tirade where he's throwing the N-word out. And stuff like that.
Is Brooke Hogan standing in solidarity with her father?
Oh, I forgot all about her.
Supporting the Donald.
Number two, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, God. Is supporting Trump.
What a lunkhead he is, right?
God.
How sad.
Yeah. You're a loser.
David Duke. We know that.
We already know that.
The former KKK Kegel or whatever the fuck he was.
The Grand Kegel.
This one I knew. John Voight.
Oh, come on.
John fucking Voight.
What a great actor. How fucked up is that?
They say, according to the story here, he's become a hardline conservative who angrily goes around calling people Marxists and socialists.
What the fuck, man?
As if, you know, like he's calling you a child molester or something.
Right,
you're a Marxist. You're a socialist. In 2008, leading up to the election, he wrote an open letter warning that Obama was raised on the teachings of, quote, very angry, militant, white, and black people.
Well, then, why does... Okay, why doesn't he just say people, then? If it's people of all races, then you just say people. You know what I mean? Angry, militant people.
He said the word progressive is a very devious term.
Ooh.
Because... Progressive. We should actually be calling liberals what they are, communists trying to take the country.
Okay. Well, that's not so catchy. Devious is, you know, really rolls off the tongue. Or liberal. Progressive.
John Voight has said of Donald Trump, Trump will go in and reconstruct us in a sort of way. Get us back to where we were.
Oh, my God.
It's another one of the, let's go back to the good old days.
John Voight doesn't know. Listen. The last
asshole.
Thing, you know, where the last thing I saw John Voight acting in, he was good. He was fucking
good actor.
Anaconda 2.
No, really?
He plays a bad guy.
Oh, sad. Like,
listen, it's so awesome.
Well, then maybe he's suffered enough already.
I think the last. Have you ever seen that movie? Any of those?
Ignominy? No, no. It's about a big snake that attacks.
Yeah,
people,
it's
right?
Kind of one of those movies you fall asleep watching on the Sci-Fi Channel,
right?
You know, on a Saturday and. He gets his last scene. I believe he gets eaten by the anaconda. Then he gets vomited up
Spoiler.
By the anaconda. Oh. And then you see him, and he kind of wink. This a weird little wink at the camera or something. It's very strange. Then he gets sucked in and re-eaten.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
A little
anaconda.
A little.
John Voight.
Yeah. There's a little.
Right.
A little bit of John Voight's history.
That's right.
My anaconda don't.
Right.
So, what number was I on here?
I don't know.
I've got multiple screens.
God, going. You remember when John Voight, for some reason, I was talking about this in my stand-up set last night. Do you remember when John Voight and Ned Beatty were in that scene in Deliverance? You remember when, it's when Ned Beatty gets raped in the ass by those toothless rednecks? Yes. Remember,
it's
so creepy. John Voight, do you remember those crazy, scary rednecks? So I think we're actually Appalachians that they were mountain.
Congratulations, you're an actor.
Yeah, dude, that's what happened with Deliverance. They just hired all those fucking toothless mountain people. Hey, job creators.
Well, that guy playing that banjo wasn't makeup.
No, he's born like that, poor guy. Remember John Voight, while Ned Beatty's getting raped, those crazy rednecks tie him to the tree by his neck with a belt.
I don't.
Oh, God, it's so fucked up.
It's been a long time. It's not Deliverance is exactly high on my, I can't, let's fire that one up again list.
I thought about trying to write away to the rights to adapt it, Deliverance as a musical.
Oh, sure.
What do you think about that?
Right. Why not I Spit on Your Grave?
No.
The scene where she chops his dick off in the toilet, in the bathtub.
Ah! Okay. Are there any
Number
other
five, Dennis Rodman.
What?
Dennis Rodman.
Who is that?
Trump fan.
Oh, I thought he was he's the ambassador to North Korea, correct?
Right. Two-time Celebrity Apprentice, by the way. He was on twice. He says, we don't need another politician. We need a businessman like Mr. Trump, Trump 2016. Number six, again, the word celebrity in quotes, a dubious distinction. Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, my God.
Stephen the Bible Waver Baldwin.
Doesn't he produce Christian skateboard movies?
Well, I don't know what he's doing now. Yeah. But not paying his bills, from what I remember, right?
Oh,
like filing bankruptcy for being back taxes and shit and not paying?
I don't know.
Back in 2008, born again actor Stephen Baldwin challenged
born
Obama.
Born again? What movie was
big Bible,
that? No, he's Born Again. Born Again. I see. I thought you were saying actor from the movie Born Again.
No, no. He's really Born Again in Jesus.
Oh, yeah. that's funny.
He challenged Obama to a boxing match, said that the then presidential candidate was a wuss.
Okay.
And said it might be kind of fun to slap Barack around.
Oh, my God. You're just so stupid, Stephen.
He joked and then didn't follow through that he would be moving out of the country if Obama won.
Is he the dumb one? He must be the dumb one in the family because Alec's not dumb. Does he strike you as dumb?
No, he's an asshole. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But not a dumbass. No, what is wrong with Stephen? The mother?
Yeah, like Baldwin, one of his better improv performances.
God, don't you want to go to that meet?
Yelling at his, like, 14-year-old daughter, right? She
thoughtless.
Was like a kid.
He called his daughter a pig.
Pig.
That'll fuck
number
kid,
seven on the Trump for this list of
Stephen Baldwin.
Alleged celebrities who have cast their enormous is weight behind
the Where's the Beef lady?
Willie Roberts, she's dead. Willie Robertson.
Okay, who's that?
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, God. He's not even Ted, not even Phil?
Well, no, Phil is wrapped his arms around Ted Cruz.
How did they square
he went duck
this?
Hunting with us.
A family divided.
It is.
A house divided.
They say after his dad offered his homophobic and racist and sexist thoughts to the world in 2013... Right. Willie went and defended his father, but unlike his dad, said he's still trying to figure out if being a gay is a choice or not.
Oh, God. Figure it out. Do you feel... Don't figure it out. Just say, okay, a lot of, you know, scientists, learned people believe it's not a choice, so just go with them, especially if you're Duck Dynasty guy. You're stupid as fuck.
Willie Robertson, by the way, the news... last week or yeah I think it was last week was that he's got a new podcast series on Fox News Radio.
A podcast?
Yep. Each premium podcast will be available to stream and download on foxnewsradio.com. There'll be 45 minutes
premium.
Yeah, it says additional free programs. You gotta pay to listen to Willie.
Holy fucking shit, everybody listening to this free better be glad we're not like these guys. God damn it.
Right.
They're paying. Someone pays to listen to. What's his name?
Willie Robertson.
Say what? What does he talk about?
I fuck if I know.
Jesus Christ.
Weekly program. Oh, here we go. The weekly program will focus on faith and family, God. Featuring occasional celebrity guest interviews.
I hate the genre we're in. I hate it. We're never going to make any money.
And he will also serve as a Fox News contributor.
We got to do Christian shit.
You mean
to
the
make
genre?
Money.
We're in a good genre. We're on the wrong side a good genre.
We got to make some money. We got to go to this Christian thing. Let's see, it's faith. He's getting.
But they're going away. They're going away.
I'm just saying that industry. What, can we make this a Christian show? Is there a way? Or
yeah.
What do we got to rethink? We got to retool.
Change Faithless Friday, I would think.
The Faith Friday. See, that's easy.
Number 8 on this list of 15 alleged celebrities. I don't know who. Jesse James. Celebrity apprentice reality star Jesse James.
Is that the guy?
He used to be married to Sandra Bullock.
Well, he's the guy who said something incredibly racist.
cheating on his wife scandal, which ended with his divorce from Oscar-winning actor Sandra Bullock. There was also the Nazi photo scandal, which pictured him doing a Hitler impersonation. They found a 2004 picture of him doing a Hitler impersonation wearing an SS officer's hat. regardless, whatever he's been up to since. Wasn't he a motorcycle dude?
He made
time to get on Facebook.
Yeah.
And write a long letter about how Donald Trump is awesome sauce. I said sauce. And should be our next president.
Oh, man.
He said that on Celebrity Apprentice. He's another one who's on Celebrity Apprentice. So I love Donald.
My God.
Lick, 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 lick. He said Trump on the set treated everyone with respect. Even the guys in the mailroom, and the Hispanic guys.
Wow.
He even treated them with respect.
Did he say Hispanic?
Well, it's in parentheses, so I don't know what.
What does that mean?
I don't know if he said it or.
Maybe he said something else for Hispanic.
Number 9, Tila Tequila. Tila fucking tequila. Bad shit. Lunatic Tila tequila.
Who's oh yeah. God, that's a good one. Tila tequila.
Number 10, Ted Nugent.
Oh, jeez.
Number 11, Gary Busey. Oh, I mean, he was in he was in a motorcycle accident.
He didn't know. Yeah. Remember that he told a story on that celebrity rehab that remember that story he told? He had some coke and he accidentally spilled it all over his dog.
Oh, and he sniffed his dog.
He picked his dog.
Right, right. Like hoovered his dog.
What a fucking asshole. Kid
Rock? That one doesn't surprise me at all.
Whatever. What an asshole.
A very important endorsement.
I'm going to be sending my pigeons out to
Mike Tyson.
I'm raising pigeons.
Another one who's got some brain damage, right?
Yeah, he's been hitting the head
this
a million
parade,
fucking
though.
Times.
Listen to this buffet of lunacy.
Dennis Rodman.
All these assholes.
Dennis Rodman has brain damage. He showed that.
Oh, from the alcoholism,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Dr. Drew, whatever this fucking show where he exploits people that need.
We already said Roger Stone. Yes. And Scott Baio. Chachi.
That's the most, out of fucking all those Chachi. People, that is the most mainstream mainstream person.
Oh, how
I mean,
sad
normal.
That
I mean,
is.
Really? Scott Baio.
Right. To which probably anybody under 40 listening to the show is like, who?
I don't understand, dude.
Who?
I don't understand. When these endorsements come in, does somebody even tell Donald Trump? I mean, do you tell him, hey, listen, I mean, when he's upset, he say, Donald, I know you're having a bad day, but I just want to let you know that Scott Baio is on
important
board.
Endorsement. Yeah.
He wants to make America fucking great again. Oh God.
Oh, we were talking about Jon Stewart today. There's a headline over at Raw Story. It says Jon Stewart is producing a documentary about Syrian refugees.
Oh, shit.
Oh boy, that's gonna be a rough one because
God,
those people are treated like shit.
Jesus Christ. Jon Stewart really got out of the comedy business, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty so
serious.
He's all doing serious shit now.
I'm serious, Jon Stewart.
Okay, we got some. Let's see what the drudgies are talking about. Let's see what the other
God.
Part of the country finds important this morning, or this afternoon, I should say.
Do you think it's weird that Jon Stewart is now taking time to do sad documentaries? I mean, I thought the whole thing was he wanted to spend time with his fucking family. Doesn't sound like he's doing that. He's doing documentaries.
Well, he probably did a couple of weeks, and then he realized.
So why is he doing this?
I liked working a lot.
Why is he
well,
doing
he's
this?
Producing. He's producing. So there's less.
What is he? He's not out. A fucking Daily Show again.
Although he probably went there. I'm sure he went to go meet the Syrian refugees. And
does
stuff
he just
like
want to be thought of as serious? Because if that's the case, then I sort
well,
of.
Well, I think he wants to do something serious now. That
well, he was, though.
Kind of.
The Daily Show was very serious. It was needed.
Right.
There's plenty of other people that can produce these depressing documentaries. I mean, not that I'm saying we don't need to see this shit. We do. But there are better people than Jon Stewart to do this.
How many pictures of big doe-eyed kids with flies in their eyes do we have to see?
What is he needs to go back and do the Daily Show and let somebody else do this. Whatever.
The headline over the Drudge Report says, debate prep. CNN questions Sanders' religion.
Oh, God.
Interesting. Over at CNN.com.
Fuck off, Wolf.
Daniel Burke, the CNN religion editor.
Oh, my God.
Apparently has written this.
Well, what, we have a religion editor at a news. Why do we need that?
Because do you listen to our show?
Yeah,
it's all about religion.
Is this guy, is he promoting religion? Is he like a priest?
I would think a religion editor in any newsroom is probably going to lean toward a believer side. I might be wrong, but for some reason I would think that somebody who would either naturally drift to that genre or they're punished.
They should hire
and
you.
And put there.
They should hire you at CNN to do this. Somebody like
well,
you.
Well, it would be very fair.
Yeah, so, I know.
But I would not have a story like this. The Book of Bernie, it says, what is Sanders' religion?
Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Nobody would mistake Bernie Sanders' stump speech for a sermon when making more arguments about income inequality or climate change. He's more likely to quote statistics than scripture. Yeah, good. That's why we like him.
Yeah.
That's why we want him to be president and not somebody who's going to get up there and quote bullshit against 69.
This is insane. Yes.
Though raised Jewish, Sanders says he's not particularly religious, nor is he a member of any congregation or synagogue. You know what that means. He's an atheist.
He doesn't
But he's
care.
Afraid to say it.
Yeah, and even saying it like that, Bernie, is that's going to make... God, I don't know. How is he ever going to win? He's Jewish.
Good God.
How are people from...
I can't tell you how far I'm scrolling. This is a
massive
screed that this guy wrote.
Yeah. He's chatty.
About Sanders' religion or lack thereof.
How is he going to get... You know, I'm serious. I'm not... How is he going to get any votes in the South, Bernie? I mean, there are some really just big... huge swaths of racist assholes.
Although this guy says at the end, let's give a spoiler alert.
Okay.
It sounds like he's pro-Bernie. He says, perhaps that's why Sanders is so impatient with questions about religion. To him, personal faith in God is almost irrelevant.
Right.
Everything rolls into the golden rule, and the rest is commentary.
Oh, okay.
That works for me. Yeah, don't be an asshole. Don't treat people nice.
Why didn't the guy just say that, though? And he said he wrote this big, long screed.
He's got a deadline. Gets paid by the word, maybe.
Oh, shit.
There you go. I wonder if there'll be a question about that tonight.
This
guy's
a word whore.
Fox had that whole section of their GOP debate. It was the first debate, wasn't it? That whole, when we come
faith.
Back, what do you think about, how does God play a role in your campaign or whatever the fuck that question was? How... obnoxious was that shit.
How does
to
God
those of
play
us
a
who,
role?
Right.
God's my co-pilot, stupid. Right? Isn't that the deal?
Right. Makes the rest of us in the country feel great.
All right.
Really feel like we're part of the process.
Especially if you're straight and white. Male.
I'm just scanning. Oh, there's an earthquake in South Japan.
Oh, shit. Is that near Tokyo?
I don't think so. I think Tokyo's up near the middle, isn't it? Two people were killed, 45 injured in a 6.5 quake that knocked down houses, buckled roads in southern Japan. The hardest hit town is Mashiki, which is about 15 kilometers, which is 9 miles, east of Kumamoto on the island of Kyushu.
Okay.
Oh, so it's one of those islands
right.
on the south part.
Are they worried about tsunami?
It was at 9:26 p.m. local time, centered near Kumamoto City on that island of Kyushu. They say no tsunami risk, though. One person said the shaking was so violent I couldn't stand up.
Oh, my God. Fuck the earth, man. Damn it. That is so scary.
So there you go. Little Tumblr over in Japan.
Oof.
They're used to them, though. We're... intentionally creating them here.
Oh, really?
Right?
Oh,
Oklahoma
yes.
and Kansas and the Dakotas. So that's the headline and what's going on over at the Drudge. I've got a couple of follow-ups with stories we've been following.
Crab diving follow-up.
As you eagerly keep your ear holes pressed to us for the latest news and follow-ups.
Oh, my.
Ethan Couch, do you know who that is?
Oh, is he a big douchebag?
Yes.
But no. Ethan Hunt is the lead in...
Ethan Hawke.
Mission Impossible.
Ethan Hunt is the character in Mission Impossible. Ethan Hawke is an actor.
Actor who's in Dead Poets Society.
Ethan Allen made Furniture.
That's right. E.F. Hutton. Not even an Ethan.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Ethan Couch is the affluenza teen.
Oh, this asshole. He's so fucking stupid.
There's news. There's an update.
Okay.
2 days after Ethan has been in jail since being returned to the United States.
Oh, fuck.
2 days after he turned 19, a couple days ago, he became a legal adult, and District Judge Wayne Salvant told him, "You're not getting out of jail."
Oh, my God.
He ordered Couch to serve 720 days, 180 days, for each of the four people he killed in 2013.
Oh, my God. This guy fucked up so fucking hard.
So that's a couple of years.
That's a Snapchat, right? He fucked up with Snapchat.
The Somebody took a picture of him. I don't know if it was a Snapchat or a Yik Yak or a
Yik Yak.
Whatever.
God, our society, we're just all fucking douchebags. Yik Yak?
Yes, Yik Yak was a, or is a social, another social media chat deal
that
was becoming popular on campuses for a while, but I just saw a story
Should we get a Yik last Yak week account? That
it's not doing well.
Follow crab diving on Yik Yak.
No, we're not going to go on Yik Yak.
Okay. Yik Yak, fuck you.
His attorneys, you know, this is the little shitbag whose attorney initially had said, even though he was drunk as a skunk and killed four people, he can't be held responsible because his parents are assholes and rich and never taught him right from wrong. God. Hence the term affluenza.
Jesus.
He famously skipped the country not that long ago.
Oh, really?
Around the beginning of the year, right, with his mom, where, like you said, he was caught on camera at some college party playing beer pong.
Yes.
And that's violating his probation.
You stupid fucking asshole.
And before he could even be called to task for that, his next meeting, I guess, with his probation officer, he was gone.
Oh, man.
In Mexico with his mom. His mom had disappeared also. They were off riding the rails. And that was a fascinating story because they went to Puerto Vallarta, right? And
yes.
They checked into a fancy place
right
for a few days. And one of the stories was that he got brought back to the hotel by the manager of a titty bar because the kid had run up a bill and had no money.
He couldn't afford the Mexican fucking strip club. I mean,
then they squirreled off to a cheaper part of Puerto Vallarta, where I guess all the people who work for all the assholes that go and vacation in Puerto Vallarta have to live somewhere. So on the edge of town is usually where the poorer areas are for places like that. And they found a two bedroom apartment for $100 a month.
$100 a month, man. Oh God, I fucking hate LA so fucking hard.
So,
and then he ordered that fucking pizza, right? He ordered a pizza using his normal.
That's how they got caught, I guess. Yeah,
it was, fucking idiot.
Either he had used his cell phone or he had used his credit card to order pizza or something. And they finally caught them in Mexico. They were extradited.
Yeah.
So they're still waiting to hear what's going to happen to mom. She's out on bail, right. Whatever you want to call it.
The way they got caught makes me kind of believe in affluenza now. I mean, it's so stupid.
I believe in affluenza.
So
I mean, they have a
dumb.
They have a point that this kid has no boundaries and his parents are just ginormous ass fucks.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that the rest of society should allow that.
You know,
we need to
punish.
We need to have responses for that.
Harrison Ford in The Fugitive. There was never a scene in that movie where he went to a titty bar,
right?
Because he was good at being a fugitive. Like, he didn't get busted. He was very careful the whole time.
What about a black kid born in a poor neighborhood to a single parent? Maybe she's got issues. Maybe she's on drugs. He's raised with no boundaries.
Yeah,
He goes out and commits a crime. Well, we should excuse that.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? That actually makes a lot more fucking sense.
Right?
Because that kid has a lot.
Because that kid doesn't have the opportunities that this shitbag had.
If you're poor, you have no safety nets. It's Ethan had something, right?
Yeah.
He should have known better than to get fucking wasted and kill a bunch of people with a stupid fucking car.
He's been in isolation since his arrest in Mexico. They think the Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson says the couch will remain in isolation because he would, quote, obviously be in some danger from other inmates.
No, fuck.
They've had zero issues with him as an inmate so far. I don't think it's having an impact on him, he says. I do believe that he's not the same person he was when he came in, so.
What does that mean?
Who the hell knows?
Shit. Well, hey, that's an improvement, probably. This guy sounds like an idiot. If he's a different person, I'll take it.
He spends 23 hours a day in isolation with 1 hour free time.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Now, also, we're finding out, I saw this a couple of days ago.
Did they take his iPhone? Can he at least, like...
I don't think so.
Facebook?
They found that he had received $200,000 worth of residential care paid for by the state. This is after he was initially found guilty and was sent to rehab for his drinking problem. He had initially been ordered to undergo rehab at North Texas State Hospital in Vernon, Texas, which costs about $20,000 a month. His parents claimed they were financially unable to pay.
I thought they were loaded.
Yeah. Said they were financially unable to pay for the full cost of treatment. Well, you know, they're probably Panama papers. They're probably all their money's probably somewhere else.
They couldn't get
and
to
on
it.
On paper, well, we don't have $20,000 a month.
Right.
His parents were found financially, they say, and the state ended up coughing up $200,000.
Oh my God.
Taxpayer money for that twunt.
God, this is nuts.
It just gets worse and worse, right?
Get my pitchfork, Kate. Later on today, I'm going to go on to the barricades. I can't take this.
The pitchfork.
Light up the tires. The pile of burning tires everywhere.
We did that story yesterday. The tire shop guy in Michigan.
Oh, God damn it. The dude, you call up and he ends up, you know.
Yes. Another follow story that we've been following here on Crab Diving. Go to
Crab Diving follow up.
Crabdiving.com to download previous episodes. The governor of Alabama.
I love this guy. Let me lay my hands on your breast.
Governor Robert Bentley.
A little handsy.
They're now saying that now they're just going after him. I mean, for everything they can. Some of the members of the House or the legislature there are preparing impeachment procedures.
Oh, shit, dude. Just resign. Get the fuck out of the country with your pervy self.
Now there's a story out that at one point, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley directed a state law enforcement agency. Uh-oh. So, you know, he called the state troopers.
Okay.
To bring him his wallet.
From?
After an argument between the governor and his wife at the time. You know, he's recently divorced.
Okay.
But he directed the state law enforcement agency to help him bring his wallet by helicopter.
What?
They say he meant the request after he, quote, stormed out of his home in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, my God.
And went to his beach home in Gulf Shores.
Oh, wow.
After he argued with his wife, Diane Bentley, and then realized he'd left his wallet behind.
What an idiot.
One of his bodyguards, named Stan, was sent to bring it back to him. And they got a helicopter procured from the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency.
Holy fuck. How expensive was that flight?
Interestingly enough, this guy, Stan.
Yes.
Stan Stabler. Mm-hmm. Very alliterative. Was later appointed to lead this Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. This is one of his bodyguards.
Oh my God.
Who then later becomes the head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. After this alleged affair with this political advisor came out. So recently he made this guy the head of this.
What the fuck was this guy thinking? First of all, if you're the governor, why did he need his wallet?
And is this not one of the ass poorest fucking states in the goddamn nation? And
because of this shit.
Tied for number one with Mississippi as the biggest federal dollar recipient.
We're the dumbest. Tuscaloosa. You ever been to Tuscaloosa?
So Stabler also now confirmed that he once used a state call. He did confirm that he used the helicopter for the errand.
Good God. What do you need your wallet for? Is he going to a club and he's going to get carded? This guy? I mean, was this?
Now, he says that the governor,
so stupid.
He's blaming another guy. He said, Governor Bentley did not request a specific method to be used to relay his wallet from Tuscaloosa to Fort Morgan. The decision to utilize department equipment. It's probably like a $10,000 helicopter, right?
Man.
The decision to utilize department equipment to facilitate the request was made through this law enforcement agency's chain of command. Using standard agency protocol. Now, this guy, his predecessor, Spencer Collier, this is the guy who was in charge of this Alabama law enforcement agency before bodyguard
right,
is now in charge. They ask bodyguard about what's with this helicopter, you know, to go get milk. Sure. And and he's like, well, it was the boss before. It was the previous guy. Well, now previous guy, Spencer Collier, is challenging that. He says, I was never informed about a wallet and would never approve the use of ALEA Aviation to approve it.
Okay.
He says, Stabler, Stan Stabler, bodyguard, was given the authority by Governor Bentley to utilize aviation on behalf of the governor. I love the way they talk. God. To utilize aviation on behalf of the governor without going up the chain of command to me, and the chief did so routinely.
Whoa, so it was more than one trip.
These types of incidents and similar conduct by the governor made the job of hardworking men and women of the protective services very difficult and often put them in awkward positions.
Jesus. Like any
reverse cowgirl.
What the fuck is going on in Alabama? What a mess.
The Collier said that this is the previous head of this agency, said he was notified on multiple occasions when he was the poobah over there.
Yes.
That Bentley had snuck out of the Tuscaloosa home without having security with him.
Oh, is that illegal or?
He said on one occasion, Governor Bentley's whereabouts were unknown for several hours.
Oh, geez.
Well, this is like Mark Sanford shit. This,
you know, he was carousing.
I went on a several hour walk down the Appalachian Trail.
Right.
It says on another occasion, Stabler contacted me. This is the guy who is the former head of the agency.
Yes.
And said, we've lost the governor. Later.
We've lost him. How old is this fucking guy?
To have misplaced. He's his bodyguard. And now this guy's the head of the new agency. And he called up and said, I seem to have misplaced the governor.
That guy gets the promotion.
Right.
Well, like, that's
he knows shit.
That's your,
you know, yes. It's because he knows shit.
Oh, God.
He helped the governor cover up all of his diddling and laying his arms on the breasts.
Jesus.
What we're talking about is there's a tape out there of the governor.
It's creepy.
On the phone talking to his alleged mistress, and he's saying things like, I love to walk up behind you and wrap my arms around you and lay my arms on your breast.
Next time we do what we did yesterday.
73-year-old man, yeah.
You better lock the door. God, I wonder what went on.
Ooh. I've ordered a truckload of Viagra.
Oh, great.
To be delivered to the Gulf House.
Via helicopter.
Gulf Shore, is that nice there?
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. It's the coast.
Is that where the rich people live, Alabama?
Yeah, yeah, there's rich people there, sure.
They say later they were informed that they found the governor. It doesn't say where.
Uh-oh.
It just says, I was later informed that they located the governor and escorted him to his private beach house.
Oh, my God. God, he's a monster. He's fucking drunk.
He later ended up filing for divorce,
okay.
Or the wife filed for divorce last August. And a month later, they signed papers, so they're officially divorced.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reports of this alleged affair and what he may have done, what resources he may have used to cover it up, is leading to this push for him being
impeached.
So we'll keep... They're just, it's like an onion down there in the story of Governor Robert Bentley in Alabama.
And wasn't it weird, I mean, that he was recording those phone calls anyway?
I don't know where the recordings came from.
That's so
strange. That's probably out there. Maybe I'll look into that and see where they came from. But for some reason, was it like Nixon where he just records shit that's going on in the office all the time?
But don't do that if you're on the phone with people. You know,
well, you have to realize, you know, Nixon did that.
Talk.
Nixon did that to catch other people and shit to use against them. It's what sank himself. Like, you don't think that it's going to be used against you.
I mean, I would just think if I use this helicopter, send this guy to get my wallet, I'm going to have to justify, like, he didn't even think of a cover story as to why the helicopter was being used. Or is he just mad? He's like, you know, go get my wallet now. Do whatever you have to. I need it back in 3 hours.
I don't care if you need to send a helicopter to go get it.
Utilize aviation, boy.
Utilize aviation. I would never utilize an aviation.
I would never.
How much fun.
God.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here a little past top of the hour live on this beautiful Thursday here in Southern California.
What if that helicopter had crashed? I mean, imagine
seriously,
that. Imagine
seriously, that. Somebody loses their life for the sole purpose of going to pick up this dickwad's
wallet
because he had a fight with his wife.
He's the governor. I mean, I think if you left your wallet at home and you went to work and you had to go your whole day without your wallet, I think it would be doable. It would be a pain in the ass. Maybe you borrow $20 from somebody for food. You make some sort. You figure something out.
Right.
And that's just you with whatever resources you have.
Correct.
I mean, the fucking governor, I mean, does he even need a wallet? I mean, surely
well,
he can
find
somebody.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's
going
to, he's going to stop at a 7-Eleven or something.
I need my condom in my wallet.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. Or he's got his Viagra.
Oh, yeah.
I need my Rattler. there's really no, the funniest thing about this story is the headline. And over at Gizmodo.com.
Gizmodo.
Alyssa Walker is the author.
Who is that?
And she certainly knows what she's doing with this headline. Because the headline says, "The plan to make California wet by spreading beavers up and down the state."
I love it.
A group of ecologists are planning to help repopulate
the
beaver population.
Oh, jeez.
Castor canadensis are the large beavers which once roamed the state in great numbers. Great herds of beavers, Ryan.
We've got a free-roaming beaver.
Not to be confused with giant beavers the past that were 7 feet long.
We've only got 6 foot of beaver clearance.
But they say that the environment actually benefits from beaver.
Oh, of course.
Beavers were nearly eradicated by humans. We're
no.
so cool. We're so proud and big.
Preserve the beaver.
Big manly men.
Right. We gotta keep the beaver alive.
Because they were interfering with logging and fishing industries.
Interference with everything.
So it says that not everyone, however, is a fan of the Bring Back the Beaver campaign.
Oh, yes.
Some ecologists won't agree where these beavers originally lived, so they're not sure where they should be reintroduced.
Who gives a shit? Just put the beaver where it needs to go and have it.
The beaver will find its way.
Right. The beaver will figure it out.
There's a Facebook page where you can go join the plan to help. It's Beavers Against Water Shortages Across America, California.
I don't understand. How are
they
beavers?
Think because the man has fucked things up, like diverting water for our purposes and everything. They want the beeves to come back and do it, naturally. Do what beavers do.
Natural beaver.
Damn beavers.
Wow. Well, yeah, good luck. I want to wish all the beavers out there good luck if you're listening.
Great job on the headline.
Right.
Plan to make California wet by spreading beavers.
It's kind of an easy one, right? I mean, it's kind of a layup.
It's a T-ball, but right. Nonetheless.
Way to take the nice, easy choice. Cheap. We'll call it cheap, but it's funny.
Cheap. Speaking of Abilama.
Hey. Stupid.
A story here.
I got to go send a helicopter. Go get my wallet.
We could save till tomorrow, but for Faithless Friday. But I really can't tell you how many stories I already have piled up.
Is it true that
Faithless Friday,
that dickhead from Alabama left his keys at home and sent the space shuttle?
Right. Yeah.
Go get my keys, astronaut.
So
fuck you. Oh, sorry.
I've got a story from that includes Alabama.
No.
Just to let you know, so everyone out there is aware.
Okay.
That I'm trying to find this story now. But you know these laws that they're trying to pass that basically once you go it's a fully life form. It's a full life
God
form.
Damn it. We've got a free roaming fetus.
They are trying to pass these quote personhood bills around everywhere that if they're successful, basically it bans abortion. If they say that your load plus egg equals person,
right?
At that moment, then no longer would any abortions be legal.
My sock is a person.
And so now in listen to this. This is this week.
Yes.
This happened in three different states.
Oh, God.
Alabama, Missouri, and South Carolina.
Lucky bar.
Where some of these committees in legislature have approved these personhood measures, which are patently unconstitutional.
They're fucking stupid.
In Alabama, they went even farther. I'm sure Judge Roy Moore was able to toss his Viagra for the night and fuck his poor beleaguered wife when they found out that he was going to, they're trying to put in a constitutional amendment to the Alabama Constitution, which we all know that the SCOTUS just wiped their berobed asses with the with the Constitution of Alabama when Judge Roy Moore, because in Alabama they had a constitutional amendment that said no homos get married, are allowed to get married, no same-sex marriage is a man and a woman. And it was a state law, and the Supreme Court says we don't give a fuck. The Supreme Court of the United States, and Judge Roy Moore was like, we don't care.
You're Alabama. We're only here to help you.
So that now a House committee there has approved a constitutional amendment.
What?
That would define the term persons to include all humans from the moment of fertilization.
Wait. So... When a sperm attaches to an egg,
boom,
in the vagina,
name it.
You can vote. Is that no? You're not allowed to vote. You're not old enough.
Right.
Name it. It gets a name. That's when it gets named. Right. It gets a social security number at that point. How stupid.
One doctor, I'm putting quotes around that, who testified in favor.
Oh God.
Insists that a fetus is a totally separate entity from a woman.
Does this motherfucker use leeches on his patients?
But listen to what he says. The mother only contributes the egg and the incubator.
Oh, okay. So the mother's a baby of it.
Well, exactly. This guy just basically said, well, all a woman's good for is throwing an egg and, you know, an oven.
So let me understand this love.
Vote Republican, ladies.
Yeah, that also recently fertilized an egg. Is actually more of a person than the mom that's it's home or whatever. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That you don't have any rights.
Well, it's equal too, and therefore she has no right to kill it.
God.
In Missouri, they've approved a similar measure, which would put in a constitutional amendment that defines persons as, quote, unborn human children at every stage of biological development.
Oh, my God. Who are these simpletons with these laws?
But now listen to this. Their amendment says that it doesn't go directly against Roe versus Wade because their amendment says it can only be enforced, quote, to the extent permitted by the federal constitution. So it's
okay.
It's pointless. What they're doing is this group called Live Action. They're an anti-choice. Women are whores. Keep your legs closed, you slut.
Okay.
Group says that the amendment would ensure that Missouri, quote, has clear legal protection from conception onward in place should Roe versus Wade be eventually overturned. So they're spending their time when they should be finding, I don't know, jobs,
I mean,
housing, cleaning up pollution, helping people. And they're spending their time writing and drafting and voting on legislation that they know is unconstitutional, but they're going to throw it in there just so in case later when the Supreme Court comes to their senses.
God.
When President Cruz puts all theocratic mullahs on the Supreme Court.
I mean, in Missouri, they got these kids in Ferguson getting shot by the fucking cops. Now, they're actually people. And they're taking time to worry about...
But they're black.
Oh, yeah.
They're only three-fifths of people.
Is a black person less of a person than the load and the egg in which it's fertilizing?
If it's a black load, God. It's three-fifths of a white load.
Missouri, worry about the people that are actually on the planet, not what's in a womb. Fucking assholes.
And even...
God.
Even in... You know, they've tried putting these through as ballot measures.
Yes.
And even in in states like Mississippi, where they've got calluses on their knuckles, 6 inches deep.
Fuck you.
Dragging them all over.
Hey.
I got to empty my drool cup.
Hey, pour it in my mouth.
They failed there. They tried to pass a personhood amendment by vote in Mississippi. And even Mississippi was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
So they have certain trailer parks in Mississippi. If you're a person of color, you're not allowed entry.
North Dakota tried. It failed spectacularly there, too.
Oh, shit.
And they keep trying in Colorado. Colorado is so weird. Colorado has just lovely bastions of liberality and weed. And then
loony conservatives
surrounded by just weird lunatics. By the way,
yes.
Speaking of Colorado legislator,
okay. What's his fuck? I forgot his name.
Dr. Chaps.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I'm looking it up too myself. Klingenschmitt.
Klingenschmitt.
Gordon Klingenschmitt.
Nine.
Has endorsed.
Oh, wait, Ted Cruz.
Has endorsed a presidential candidate.
It's got to be Ted Cruz.
And this presidential candidate
dee-dee-dee-dee
has mentioned that he is, quote, honored to have the support
of a lunatic
of what they say at Right Wing Watch is the demon-hunting anti-gay exorcist, Gordon Klingenschmitt. Klingenschmitt is
his real
name. What a
horrible fucking name, Gordon. No offense.
Ted Cruz said, I'm honored to have the support of so many courageous conservatives in Colorado. He said in a press release celebrating the Colorado leadership team, which included Gordon Klingenschmitt.
Right.
He does a segment, on TV. He does a YouTube channel.
Right.
Where he's known for being the Navy, I guess it was, chaplain who
spreading
got
Jesus
booted out because he, this is interesting.
But
this
how
says,
is he supposed to?
This says
to?
He was booted out of the Navy for wearing his uniform at political rallies in violation of military regulations, but he claimed that he was the victim of anti-Christian persecution.
So he was at one of these idiot, like, fundamentalist rallies, anti-abortion, whatever, and he's in his outfit.
Oh, that's exactly it was. He won a seat at the Colorado House of Reps.
Whoa.
And we did the story here on Crab Diving that he lost the seat in the House on some committees because at one point, he was still recording his TV show while he was in the legislature, and he was still doing his Pray in Jesus' Name television program.
Oh, gosh.
And
it makes you really want to watch it, doesn't it?
He claimed that there was a story where there was a horrible attack on a pregnant woman in Colorado, and he said it was the curse of God upon us for abortion. So when he did that, the even the Republican leadership in Colorado was like, you know, we're going to yank you off of some of these committees.
How stupid.
And he stopped doing his ridiculous TV show for a little while. Now they're between sessions, so he's back on his YouTube channel.
Were they on hiatus?
They call him viciously anti-gay here on Right Wing Watch.
We play clips of him, right?
Oh, all the time.
God, I don't remember what this dickhead sounds
tried,
like.
He once tried to rid a woman of the foul spirit of lesbianism through an exorcism. He believes gay people want your soul and may sexually abuse their own children.
How do you do that? Do you have to say something? Is there a spell that makes you not a lesbian anymore if you say it?
Right.
Make it like a high, make a hiney ho.
You want to hear a little bit of the mellifluous?
Oh, absolutely.
Hate-filled, xenophobic, anti-gay.
Hello, wacko.
Anti-Muslim.
Oh, great.
Et cetera, et cetera.
What does he like? What does he like? We know what he hates. What does he like?
Here's a little bit of the show Pray in Jesus' Name on the YouTube.
That's my favorite.
Gordon Klingenschmitt.
But let's predict the newspaper in 100 years. When these two men who are kissing on your screen, they're both dead. And in 100 years, I'm going to be dead. You, the viewers, are probably going to be dead. We're all going to be, what's the next appeal? And what? Okay, the U.S. Supreme Court didn't get this right, didn't fix it. Well, then there's a higher court. Because after that these two men will appear before this court, the great white throne of judgment, where Jesus Christ himself is sitting on the throne and issuing his determination. And he will overrule whatever the Supreme Court said. And what will Jesus' determination be? Well, probably the same as what he declared in Matthew 19. Have you not?
The great white. Why has it got to be white?
The great white throne of justice.
Right.
God, this is nuttiness.
The judgment.
Judgment.
Not justice. Oh, yeah. It's got to be. It's Christians. They got to be judged.
What do you think Jesus is going to say about these two guys tonguing each other? I don't know, Steve.
Meanwhile,
reference Matthew 19, blah, blah, blah.
The graphic. Yeah, bullshit is bullshit. Because the graphic that he put up on screen when he was saying this is it says Great White Throne of Judgment. And it's a picture of clouds everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like Greek columns. I guess they would be Corinthian.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the designs at the top. And as opposed to Doric, right, was the other type.
Yeah.
And there's a throne. And a white berobed Jesus sits upon it.
Right.
White as fuck. Couldn't be whiter. It's Northern European.
Yes.
Barely brunette white. Ooh, Jesus.
Perfect. Is he seated on the throne?
He's sitting on the throne, man. He's fucking judging.
Is he doing a legs cross, Sharon Stone kind of deal or no?
Right. Okay. You can see the royal sack or the,
the great the godly sack. Of
and what
judgment.
Will Jesus' determination be? Well, probably the same as what he declared in Matthew 19. Have you not read from the beginning that God created them male and female? It said, for this reason, a man shall leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. They're no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, God is joined together. Let no man separate. Jesus, as the judge, will overrule the U.S. Supreme Court. And what will he do with these two men? It'll be printed in Heaven's newspaper in 100 years that God throws them into hell.
Oh, he's trying to hide his boner right now. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The gay guys are going to be in hell all I work sweaty at the, and oiled up.
I work at the St. Peter Gazette. Is there a word jumble in the Heaven newspaper?
Yeah, right.
He really says there's a Heaven newspaper? Does he believe that?
I think he's trying to be.
Is he trying to be funny?
Right. He's trying to paint the picture. Ooh, for his
hilarious,
brilliant flock.
God, this is just so fucking dumb.
He said gays have something inhuman and demonic inside of them, which causes them to persecute Christians.
Show me.
He calls teaching kids about gay marriage mental rape.
Oh, yes. It's mental rape. I'm going to hit you with my
phone. Oh, I remember this one. He told people that Christians should print anti-gay Bible verses on the back of gay people's weddings photos. Remember that?
Yeah. That is so fucking stupid.
He's like, they should put Leviticus 43 or whatever the hell says.
How do you do that?
Kill the homo.
Like, how am I supposed to carry out that task?
He said,
fuck you.
Allowing gays in the Boy Scouts will lead to more homosexual molestation of young boys.
Ooh, the more the better.
Gays need conversion therapy to get the devil out. And last year when that horrible crane collapse in Mecca, remember, killed 100 people or so, Muslims. Yeah. He said, well, the consequence of their sin for praying to Satan.
Ooh, man. And he's a legislator.
Ted Cruz is honored to have him among the team helping him out. Now, there was something. I'm not going to play the clip. I listened to it. It's not that spectacular. But Glenn Beck, you know, is a Ted Cruz. Worshipper.
He's a sycophant.
And he is was telling the story of he was at some event with Ted Cruz.
Oh, wow. They were on a little man date.
And his daughter was there.
Oh, shit.
Or you know what? I think it was there at the when Ted Cruz came to be interviewed at the Blaze compound.
Oh, yes, the
and
HQ. Was he interviewed?
He said,
My daughter
came over. She lives in the house next door.
Okay.
I didn't know he had a daughter old enough to.
Well, I mean, look at it. He's up there.
Late teens, yeah.
Yes.
So,
I mean, he actually.
He said that the daughter has had problems, basically, with Ted Cruz and that Kevin Swanson guy. Remember, we played that clip? He was the guy that opened at that rally in Iowa that said.
Yeah.
It says, kill the gays, stone them to death. Not my words. I'm not saying that. The Bible says it.
How nice.
So for a while, people have been trying. Finally, Ted Cruz distanced himself from that guy.
Okay. Like, good job, Ted.
I wasn't aware that he was going to say that.
And Ted Cruz, or the clip I listened to last night was Glenn telling the story, I don't know, to Pat or Stu or whoever the fuck he was talking to, and saying that his daughter, he grabbed his daughter and he goes, and she immediately turned red. She was embarrassed. She knew what I was going to do. And took her over to Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And asked Ted Cruz to his face and said, this is my daughter. She's concerned about this Kevin Swanson guy. And that Ted Cruz answered that's the one time I've chewed out my staff.
Oh, or wow.
Chewed on my staff. I've chewed out my staff.
Who knew? First,
that, you know, he said allegedly that
he's a biter.
Privately, that Ted, to him and his daughter, completely disavowed and said he was pissed off that he yelled at his staff for setting him up in event with this asshole who thinks the gays should be
Do you
stoned.
Believe that?
No, not for
I don't believe
not
that.
For a second.
Do you think Ted, what kind of, man, do we know any more about his sex scandal?
No.
Is there any news?
There was a, yesterday, you know, his former roommate in college is a writer, a screenwriter or something like that,
yes.
Who occasionally tweets some pretty funny stuff. Hated, loathed, despised, like everybody else, Ted Cruz. He said Ted Cruz was as, if not more loathsome in college of a human being than he is now. Nobody liked him. He was weird. He was arrogant. He was obnoxious.
Didn't he walk around
creepy,
in a silk robe?
In a paisley silk robe or something like that.
What a nightmare, dude. That's your roommate?
But one of the... I don't know the specifics of the story, but one of the things that Ted Cruz argued, I think at the Supreme Court maybe, or at some high court, when he was Solicitor General of Texas, had to do with something with sex toys and things like that. And he said there is no fundamental right to self-stimulation.
Self-stimulation is not a right. It is a privilege.
He doesn't. So Ted Cruz thinks that you don't have a right to jerk off.
Oh, yeah.
Or
you don't have a right.
Diddle your little man in the boat, depending on the equipment.
Wow, what a horrible, unfun world he wants
you have
to live in.
So this guy tweeted. So Ted Cruz doesn't think there's a fundamental right to stimulate yourself.
Yes.
He certainly didn't believe that in college.
Oh, man.
What? He's like, I was his college roommate. Basically, he didn't believe that in college.
He's got to pull that hog out of his silk pajamas. I'm going to give it a few shaft jacks before I fall asleep. Think about Jesus.
So congrats to the Ted Cruz campaign for picking up that coveted endorsement of Dr.
Question.
Chaps.
Is every like religious fundamentalist nut job politician just a tremendous creepo?
Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, Huckabee's loathsome, right?
Yes.
Pat Robertson ran.
Right.
They're all
creepy.
Creepy, yeah. There's something creepy about them.
Damn.
And untoward.
You know, I think Pat Robertson, though, I will say he's the most fun to listen to. Out of all these lunatics, he really kind of is.
Brian Fisher's kind of fun, though, too.
Oh, he's amazing. But the way... The way Pat Robertson wanders into is either saying something
Rick
racist
Wiles.
Or homophobic. Oh, yeah, that's pretty amazing.
United Gay States of America. Brian Fisher says sodomy-based marriage.
Pat Robertson just gets so frustrated, though, at like the sin. He's
I don't understand why people want to put their dicks in each other's butts.
I've got... let's see, what else have we got here? Well, speaking of Jim Baker, do you want to?
Oh, yeah.
I could save this for tomorrow, though, but...
Let's hear it. I can't take it.
Okay. Jim Baker we play clips of him usually on Fridays, but...
Right.
Let's have a little levity here. Jim Baker, formerly of the PTL Club, right? Went to jail for fraud, defrauding people.
Now he's like a huge player in the dehydrated food scene.
Well, yeah, and last we talked to him, or last we heard, someone put a clip together of all the times that he has kind of talked about using these giant buckets of food that you could buy for him as shit buckets.
That is amazing.
Not his words.
Right.
But just of other uses that when you for some reason get a 20-gallon bucket of mac and cheese for the apocalypse.
It's so nuts.
Oh, God, there's a screen cap. This is coming up. This is from his show. He's in the middle of hawking some of his food. And at the bottom, it says, "Stop Christian genocide. Pledge for 12 months to send food to the Middle East."
Oh, my God. Could you imagine you're being hunted down by ISIS and you're like, oh, we got it. Oh, my God, we got food. We're saved. We have rations. And you're like, what is all this powder? What is this? It's this weird magenta pink colored powder, right? That's the marinara sauce.
Oh, bleh, yeah.
So good.
Go on YouTube. There's a few reviews,
right,
of people who have purchased.
And they tried to make it.
And tried to make it. It surprisingly doesn't go well.
Right.
So here is, maybe he's becoming an environmentalist. I mean, if he wants to recycle, you know, once you get rid of the powdered tapioca pudding, and then you can shit in that bucket.
All right.
Or whatever you're into.
Yeah, yeah.
So here he is talking about another use, possibly.
Oh, wow.
For the food bucket.
You're taking care of your family. You can stack them in your garage. You can put
his wife.
Uh-huh.
It was, he said,
yes.
Three words. You're taking care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What's her name? What's his wife's name?
Oh, yes.
Gwyneth.
God, we should find out his wife's name. She's becoming a minor celebrity here on Crab Diving.
Didn't we have a compilation of all of her saying, like, yes?
No, mm-hmm. Not yet.
Yes. I thought somebody put one on YouTube and we listened. It's funny.
That was on the same. Lori is her name.
Oh, yeah. Lori.
Lori Baker. formerly Tammy Faye Baker, you know, I mean, was his wife.
Right.
She's no longer with us. Here's the rest of the clip.
Yes, yes.
You're taking care of your family. You can stack them in your garage. You can put them in the basement. You can put them under your bed.
Yeah, I mean, in your closets, anywhere that you have space for it. Get creative and start stacking these in your home.
This person is another person helping him sell this shit.
Do you know why this is evil? Because there are people out there who have that sickness, right? They're worried about a catastrophe. They're so scared that they're actually, you know, taking steps to get prepared for an apocalypse.
Right.
So, you know, people are ordering this shit. They're like, listen, look, that's a great deal. I'm going to fill my basement with
and
this
start
shit.
Stacking these in your home, keeping this food in your home accessible to you and your family.
Yeah. One of the things we've done around here, we stick them under coffee tables and end tables. You just stack them up.
They've got this big round table, and they lift up the tablecloth. It's nothing but white buckets of shitty food underneath the table.
And then put a cloth over them.
Yeah.
Or get a piece of, cardboard or a piece of plywood, and you make a top, and then you just stack this food. You could have your whole living room with end tables and coffee tables made out of food buckets.
What the fuck?
Just do it.
Yeah. Then after that year as well, to the Middle East, you'll be sending 600 days of food. So that's 3 years of food for you and 600 days to the Middle East.
Now, if you can't...
I guess deal. If you buy 3 years of food, they send a bonus. They send a few bonus packets of dried whatever.
Think about what we send to the Middle East. Bombs. We bomb countries. Right. Now we're sending this shitty food.
Do this whole year. Over here, we have a half a year.
Well, but that's only going to the Christians.
Oh, right.
In the Middle East. It's the poor, beleaguered Christians of the Middle East.
Syria.
I don't think they're sending them to the Muslim Syrian refugees.
Oh, really?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, are there Christian Syrians?
Sure.
Well, I heard the Christian Syrians said they'd rather be droned Yeah, you get this fucking shitty dehydrated soup. I'm supposed to Now I'm supposed to make furniture out of it.
Yes. Well, you save one for a shitter.
Yeah.
Or two. But then you can put them all together, put a piece of cardboard over the top of it, throw a tablecloth on it.
Oh, okay.
Bingo, instant furniture.
Oh, shit. That's perfect.
It's quite lovely. It looks great. Decorate your double wide.
Oh, my God.
With Jim Baker. Food bucket furniture.
God, who the fuck is buying this shit? I want to know what he's selling. I think we should all have a list of the people that's buying it. I mean,
he's got to be making money, right? Or he wouldn't be doing it.
God.
Somehow. He's got to be fleecing people enough.
Someone seek him out. Did somebody say, man, I've got this cheap way to make all this powdered shit. Who can I sell this crap to? The dumbest people on the planet. Who could tap into those? Oh, Jim Baker. Because if anybody's still following Jim Baker at this point, like, he's their spiritual advisor or whatever, and you buy into that, then you must truly be, like, you know, ignorant or something.
Over in Politico, there's mentally a story. I guess it's fair. They wrote that screed over about Bernie's religiosity at CNN. Over at Politico, it says Donald Trump was interviewed by WHAM,
Wham!
1180.
Wham! 1180.
Oh, shit. Radio host Bob Lunsberry.
Okay.
Talked to the Donald and asked him.
Fuck you, Bobby.
What an asshole. If he has a favorite verse or story from the Bible.
Oh, I love it.
That may be impacting him.
Okay.
And Donald said, well, I think many.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, when we get into the Bible, I think many. So many. And some people, look, an eye for an eye, you can almost say that. That's not a particularly nice thing. But, you know, if you look at what's happening to our country, I mean, when you see what's going on with our country, how people are taking advantage of us and how they scoff at us and they laugh at us and they laugh at our face and they're taking our jobs, they're taking our money, they're taking the health of our country.
Oh my God.
Have to be firm. We have to be very strong. And we can learn a lot from the Bible. That I can tell you.
I'm going to start pulling eyes out of people. An eye for an eye. My God. He sounds like an 8-year-old that didn't do his homework. He's trying to talk his way out of it.
From the King James Version.
Oh, jeez.
If people are fighting and hit a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious injury, the offender must be fined whatever the woman's husband demands and court allows. But if there is serious injury, you are to take life for life, eye for eye,
oh my God,
tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, and bruise for bruise.
That's his favorite story. The story is about a pregnant woman that gets hit so hard she gives birth out of nowhere, and now you got to pull somebody's eye out of their fucking socket.
It's also mentioned in Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Which gives us don't touch each other's starfish and don't touch a woman who's bleeding.
Bullshit to get 69.
Don't wear mixed fiber clothing like that.
Give me a whole bucket of rocks.
If a man cause a blemish in his neighbor.
What?
And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor.
You cause me a blemish.
As he hath done, so shall it be done to him.
I will kill you.
Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he hath caused a blemish in a man.
You have caused a blemish.
So shall it be done to him again.
Remove your breeches.
I will place this zit on your face. As thou hast zitified me.
I will give you back thee.
He that killeth a beast, he shall restore it. And that killeth a man, he shall be put to death.
Oh, okay. So if this you kill your neighbor's pig, you get him a new pig.
Right. If you kill your pig of a neighbor.
Your pig neighbor.
then you get put to death. But then it says in Matthew.
That's his favorite story.
Matthew 5:38-42 in the
My
news.
Favorite story of the Bible is the one where the lady gets her eyeball pulled out of her face.
Jesus comes along and says, fucketh that shit.
Oh, yes. Bend over.
Matthew 5:38. Ye have heard that it hath been said.
Are you Jesus in this story right now? Are you reading Jesus'
lines?
Oh,
I am. I shouldn't.
Okay, well, I need you to think about that.
You have heard that it hath been said. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist no evil, but whoever shall smite thee.
What?
On thy right cheek.
Oh.
Turn to him the other also.
Ooh, I'm into it. Bow,
chicka, bow, bow. If any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also.
And give him a ball gag.
Donald Trump follows that one all the time.
Oh, give me your cloak.
Donald Trump sues everybody.
Yeah.
And he's the guy doing the suing.
And that protester that one time that was at his fucking rally, he's like, take their coat.
No, right?
Take that person's coat.
Right? Maybe he was going to give it to a poor person.
God. Wait, listen, these reporters that ask him, what's your favorite Bible verse? It's the best, but come on, that's so cheap.
It's really
that's a layup. That's a fucking layup.
It's very cruel.
Oh, lots of them.
It's like it's like that gotcha question for poor Sarah Palin.
Oh, yes.
About who was that? Katie Couric, right?
Yes.
Katie Couric, known for her hard-hitting journalism.
Oh, right.
No offense, Katie.
Now the Sarah Palin thing. It's more strange that the Donald doesn't have an answer for that because it's been an issue for him. It's not the
right
first time he's had
bitter,
that
bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right?
I think
spectacular.
God, I don't know
spectacular.
What that is.
Just spectacular.
See on Oxy.
Huh?
You think it's like Oxy?
Oh,
or some
she's.
Shit,
I think
or...
she. I think she drink. I mean, honestly, I have a feeling she drinks
drunk.
And probably takes pills.
That's drunk.
I mean, you know, it's a speculation on my part.
That sounds drunk. You're right. She just won't shut the fuck up.
I am now. I have sullied my computer, ladies and gentlemen.
You have PC AIDS,
and I've ended up at barbed wire.
What is that?
Barbed wire.
It's a Pamela Anderson movie.
Barbed wire makes WND and Breitbart look sane. Barbed wire.
Did you see that movie?
Yes.
Did you like it?
No. Barbed wire. Pamela Anderson's brilliant, by the way. How
so
the
good.
Academy overlooked those.
Right.
I mean, her.
Oh yes.
Barbed wire is the ridiculous periodical put out by that Matt Barber guy who is all gay hating all the time, basically. But there's a story over there penned by a literary great. Usually we see him and hear him.
Yes.
But this time he's written Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh,
Coach
my God.
Dave Dobenmeyer.
This guy is a total douchebag.
Proudly proclaims in the headline, I am a hater. He says, I've finally decided to come clean. I suspect many of you have realized it for years. In fact, my inbox usually fills up very quickly Ooh. After I write one of my stinging commentaries.
My box is full.
You're a hater, goes the usual template. The writer then goes off on a litany of accusations, which supposedly prove that I am a hater.
He used the word litany, Coach Dave.
He's writing.
It just seems odd. Because he's like a simpleton, right?
If you scroll down, he finally says, I am a hater. I finally admit it. I'm a hater and a proud one, I might add. I hate what homosexuality does to people.
Oh, no, me too.
I hate the destructive nature of that debaucherous behavior and the impact it has on the individual. I hate the pain that it causes to innocent parents and siblings.
What the
parents
fuck is he
and
talking
siblings
about?
Are pained because their kid comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the pain it's caused them.
It's so weird. He thinks he sees people walking around. And he's like, Coach Dave's like, oh, look at that guy. Look at that pain. He definitely took a dick in the last 48 hours.
I hate that it's taught to our children as normal behavior. I hate abortion. I hate the fact that precious little babies created in the image of God never get the chance to have their pictures appear on a refrigerator.
Oh my God, you're so fucking dumb. Oh my, I hate that too. Refrigerator doors are empty.
And then here's just a bold-faced lie. I hate that Planned Parenthood, which makes millions of dollars off of killing the innocent, is viewed as honorable. I hate that our government forces us to pay taxes to fund the slaughter. They don't. Read the Hyde Amendment, you Christo cunt.
He's not, this Christo cunt ain't reading shit. He ain't reading fucking shit.
I hate that my government lies to me. I hate that they spend money that they have no right to spend. Okay, well, you know, I'll agree with you on that one. Spending it on shit like, you know, religious shit.
He's talking about different stuff.
He goes on, you know, I hate the elections are pretty much rigged. I hate that I'm forced to voluntarily pay an income tax for which I will be punished if I fail to voluntarily, in quotes, comply. He's anti-income tax.
Yeah.
I hate our public, in quotes, education system.
Oh, me too.
I hate that the schools do not teach the values of the public, but instead they teach the values they want the public to hold.
He is such a fucking hater. God. I hate that we teach our children that the earth is older than 6,000.
This is where the, I don't know how he doesn't drown in his own irony. I hate that so many people believe so much that isn't true.
I agree, Dave. I hate it too, man. I fucking hate it.
I hate that mothers have to put their children in daycare. I hate that many women miss the precious early years of their children's life. Oh, here we go. I hate that the women aren't at home barefoot taking care of the kids. One in the oven and two hanging off of each titty. He goes on. He hates adultery.
Oh, yeah.
I hate what the shack-up culture has done to American society.
The shack-up culture. The shack-up culture,
the shack-up
really?
Shack-up culture.
You're part of the shack-up culture.
I hate that our current rate of reproduction, the European Christian population...
Why, guys?
...that built our great nation...
Hello?
...will soon see their grandchildren become slaves...
Oh, no.
...on the continent that they formed.
I hate that.
How...
I hate that.
Who is saying they're going to make European Christians into slaves?
You're obviously not following the news.
I guess I didn't get that
That's
memo.
The plan. We're going to enslave the white people. I hate that.
I hate that young people can't see that parenthood is the most noble job they will ever have in their entire life.
Oh, my God.
I hate the sissification of men.
Oh, me too. That sucks. Come on, why is everybody a big fucking pussy?
And here he speaks the truth. I hate that more people don't hate.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that we have been trained to love things that are repulsive. I hate that we are forced to tolerate things that we shouldn't tolerate.
God, is this supposed to be set to music?
Well, right. I mean, this is...
Onward, Christian soldier!
This is a giant... billboard of fuckitude of Christian butthurt.
My God. You're right. This is tremendous butthurt, you sad piece of shit. Get out of your pity party, Coach Dave.
He says, people I love.
Grow up, dickhead.
Sin I hate.
No.
I hate that I am hated.
Oh, yes.
For boldly pointing that out.
Ooh, I hate being hated. Is he crying?
Coach Dave is a hater.
God, Coach Dave, walk it off. Don't be such a puss.
Proudly proclaims.
The pussification of Coach Dave.
Right.
Or you called it sissification.
Sissification.
What's it like to be related to him? Is he somebody's uncle?
Yeah, of course.
You think when you're having Thanksgiving
father
dinner,
and grandfather.
You're like, oh my God, guys, Coach Dave's coming. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, really, do you think, wouldn't it be funny if he's like the one conservative dude in this liberal family, and they're like, oh my God, Dave, have you seen his YouTube channel?
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. What the fuck is his problem?
Embarrassed as fuck.
Probably not, though, right?
Got a story.
The truth is his family, they're all a bunch of conservative assholes.
I would think so, yes. Yeah. This is the guy, Coach Dave is the one who goes and harasses and viciously verbally assaults and gets in the space of poor women who were trying to just go get some health care.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember? He did a live stream or something from one of his stupid videos sitting in his car. Just getting here to the clinic. Just getting here to the clinic. Wanted to comment on something. So he goes and protests abortion clinics.
It's insane. Oh, by the way, can I give a brief shout out, please? Permission to shout out?
Of course.
Oh, yes. John Silver, my friend in comedy, comedian John Silver, very funny. He just messaged me and said we were having a good show.
Oh, thank you.
Making him laugh.
At Blue Lanugo.
At Blue Lanugo.
On the Twitter. BLUELANUGO.
Which is the baby hair on a gorilla.
On a baby.
Oh, just on a baby?
Yeah, on human babies. It's the hair that they're born with their body.
On a primate. I really thought that was the case.
Well, we're primates.
Oh, okay. Follow his Twitter for all the shows.
And he runs a weekly show right down in OC.
Yes.
At Blue Lanugo. This is a story out of Iowa.
Okay.
The sovereign state of Iowa. Which
why Iowa is relevant in our pop
has
politics.
Presented us with Steve King.
I don't even understand that. Why do they count?
Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, fancy.
The Washington Street neighborhood early Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Was awakened to the sight of a giant burning cross.
Fuck you. God.
Police found what they described as two crudely constructed items, a cross damaged by fire. They're saying that it's been decades since Dubuque. I didn't know this. It was once called the Selma of the North.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In 1991, a cross was burned as racial tensions there flared over efforts to racially integrate the city.
By the way, Rachel Tension is the drag name.
Rachel.
Rachel Tension, yes. Of our neighbor. Okay.
One resident there says, I have kids around here trying to teach them as far as race goes that everybody's supposed to get along. When something like this happens, it's like a fallback for me as a parent.
Okay.
You know, saying this stuff happens and how to react to it. Really, what do you tell your kids? Why is there a burning cross? Well, there are some people who don't like black people, and
I don't know how you explain that. And it's a shitty thing for an innocent child to have to digest.
So they're trying to figure out now. They're, obviously trying to see who and what assholes did that. So congratulations, Iowa.
Yeah,
a giant burning cross.
Bye.
Certainly, Trump voters probably.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We're just having a barbecuing. Just having a bonfire. It just so happened to fall into the shape of an upright cross.
God, how do you even do that, though? That must be a very specific way if you're going to put that together. Like, I mean, how do you do that? You just put a wooden cross up, douse with kerosene or gasoline, and light it, and it slowly burns? Like, how does it...
I don't know if you cover it with rags or if you... Yeah. I don't know if you make it out of a particularly...
See,
flammable, if there's a specific wood you should use.
See, that is the real tragedy, is that for some reason, these rednecks that live wherever, they have they're racist, but at the same time, they're mechanically inclined, and they're good at construction for some reason. I don't know why. It's just a bad combination.
We talked a little bit earlier. We've got a few minutes left here in the big show. Tomorrow, Faithless Friday. I know it seems like today might have been, but goddamn, everything the Republicans are doing these days has little to do with jobs and feeding people.
No, it has to do with like manipulating these idiots that believe in the sky god so
getting into
hard.
Women's vaginas and making sure they don't have, making sure people don't have contraception. Ooh. And making sure that black people don't vote and shit.
Right.
This is in the same theme of earlier, these ridiculous parenthood bills.
Oh, my God.
This one, I don't know. For me, maybe one of the more heinous ones. I mean, not only do they, what do they make them do? You got to wait, right?
Oh, yes.
You show up, you whore. You got to sit and think about it for 3 days in Utah.
Okay.
72 fucking hours in Utah.
Perfect.
You have to, in some states, get an ultrasound.
Oh, yeah.
And look at what you're killing.
You got to name it.
You have to, in some states, well, in Governor Ultrasound in Virginia was trying to shove something up your hoo-ha to let them look at what was going on up in there. That was a transvaginal ultrasound.
Transvaginal.
They
even make you get fingerprints.
They just where?
They stick the fingerprint pad up in there. And
oh, the baby. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the women had to get fingerprinted. No.
Who knows?
Why not? Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
All they do is try to punish him, which is funny. Where, you know, when Trump came out with his, you know, well, you know, I think there needs to be some punishment there.
God,
they already are punished. They are punished.
Yeah,
they're shamed. They're screamed at by lunatics. They're told they got to wait for 3 days. They're told, listen to the heartbeat. They're told, look at the picture.
God, you know what? These people that stand around like a Planned Parenthood and they yell evil shit at people going in and out. I'm an atheist. But that's the one thing that makes me like reconsider and just think, oh, God, there's got to be a hell for these guys to exist.
It would be nice if they die. Yeah.
Can we just have that one part of religion for those
there
people?
There could be some kind of retribution.
Yes.
In Ohio. Now this is Ohio. So John Kasich is running as Mr. Let's all join hands and sing Kumbaya. Yeah. And I'm the moderate Republican.
But he's a fucking hateful prick.
The Attorney General there, Mike DeWine, in Ohio, was, I guess, sad. He's a nut job, too.
He's sad.
That their investigation, they had one of those statewide investigations there into the baby chop shop of Planned Parenthood. And guess what they found?
Oh, my God.
Cricket. Nothing. So he now is, you know, distracting. This is thinkprogress.org. It says that he's downplayed the findings and now is instead quickly blaming local clinics for something else.
Okay.
And listen to this. Now they're going after how to dispose of the little bodies.
Oh, my God.
Quote, DeWine said. Now, these are these investigations which are supposed to find fetal chop shops.
How do they do?
He said, in the course of our investigation, we learned that aborted fetuses are ultimately disposed of in landfill sites.
Oh, no. Math grade.
Apparently intermingled with other common residential and commercial trash.
No, but realistically, don't they do what they did with the dead bodies in Deadwood? Is throw them in the pig farm.
Right.
The pig pen.
He said, we found that these fetuses were steam cooked.
Oh my God.
But they use a process.
Steam cooked.
They use a pasteurization process in biological waste that, yes, if they chop your leg off and you're like, you know, I don't want to save it. Thank you. Ugh. Then they dispose of your leg.
Yes.
And they run it through these processes to get rid of all the diseases
it's
you
like,
might
it's
have.
It's like when you put a hot dog in a steamer thing, right?
Well, then they make hot dogs out of it. We don't know what they're doing. So,
who cares, though?
So now he's demanding that the fetal remains be disposed of in a humane manner.
You are a fucking idiot, moron. It doesn't matter. Nobody's feeling shit at this point.
So now they're talking about fetal burial bills.
Can we have a fetal funeral? Fetal funeral?
That have already been popping up like zits on your ass in conservative states.
Jeez. Fetal funeral, man. That's a great name for a punk rock band.
Fetal funeral. It's just a way that they keep firing up the public. There's something in Idaho, Mississippi, Alabama, right? South Carolina all have bills in their current sessions.
Yes.
With language pulled from this model legislation that was written by Americans United for Life.
Oh,
these are people
God.
Who write bills.
Nut jobs.
And hand them to the legislator and say, here, pass this in the name of the Lord.
Oh, my God. Hello. Welcome to Iran.
And it is called the Unborn Infants Dignity Act.
Hey, can everybody just go suck a dick and do something about our fucking infrastructure?
Now, listen to this. It's meant to be applied in every instance of fetal death, irrespective of duration of pregnancy. So they're going to scoop out a little blob of, what if she terminates, she miscarries on the toilet, plop, there's a little blob of 4 weeks of jizz and egg. And now she's got to what? Wow. She's got to get a ladle and scoop that shit out of the toilet, name it, buy it a little dress, put it in a little casket, and have a burial for
well,
it?
Well, we only need one pallbearer, really. I mean,
what the fuck is wrong with these people in this country?
Mentally
the ill. Shaming of women.
Ew.
Holy
so fucking
crap.
Dumb. This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Jeez. We got to go. We're running late.
We're
crab diving
to a fetal funeral.
Crabdiving.com. Don't forget, Ryan's gonna be doing some comedy at Rated R Comedy on Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, Facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.